So what's your name?
Christina.
And which organisation are you from, Christina?
I'm from Moskoe, the Sacred Valley Youth Fund.
Okay, and what were you learning about tonight?
I was mostly learning about how nonprofits can use social media to their benefit.
Okay.
So I learned, I'd never heard of a hashtag before, I'd never looked at Twitter, so Peggy here was really helpful teaching me about some ways nonprofits use fundraising, can use social media for fundraising, I mean, and generally like how to use different forms of social media and how to integrate them.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Tom.
Tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do?
I work at the Scottish Poetry Library, and I'm the communications person, and I programme the events there as well.
And it's your first Edinburghs.
This is my first one.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What's your impression?
I think it's a great thing. I think it's a really good way of just bringing people together to share ideas, sort of solve problems. I think it's really great.
Right, thank you.
Because if people are on Twitter, but they don't know about your Facebook presence, but they come across you because they search for stammer. Because any search you do on a word will get, you know how I showed you the hashtag stuff,
yes,
will bring
up
everything with it.
Right.
So if you were to search on there for stammering or stammer, you might find everything that's to do with that within a certain boundary.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So someone might search for that and not know that you exist and be in Edinburgh and be like, oh God, I didn't even know they had that presence.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it swings round. And so, you know, it kind of, if this is kind of where you want to do, which is what we kind of spoke about earlier, it's about, you want to have that discussion, the knowledge, all that kind of stuff being shared between people. It's important that the more people know about it, the more people know about
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it comes, I suppose, to some degree that it's not a broadcast, but it gives you the chance to broadcast the right things that you want to talk about. You know, and so if you're, you know, if your volunteer right now is doing it in a certain way, but you can look at how the other guy in England's doing it, which is slightly different. You know, he's got more, not savvy is probably not the right word to use it, but he understands what he's doing more, you know.
And he has time as well.
That's the big thing.
I mean, he sits at his desk, you know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And Martin, our volunteer, doesn't do that.
So
he has time, he has the ability to go on and make postings and send tweets at various different times. But because I work three days a week, so I have the capacity to be able to do a bit more rather than just leaving it to the volunteer. So that's one of the ways in which I can help.
Well, if you look at one of the things we're able to do, I think we've been able to demonstrate one of the things as well, is that the photographs that I was talking about earlier on, if you look at the photographs that Tom took and Ali took as well, they were immediate.
Took it,
posted it was there. Now, when we're speaking about the events you were talking about before, you know, depending on what your phone is, and if you know, if you get the right applications on your phone and stuff, you take the picture, send it out, it's there, it's immediate. It's sort of letting other people who aren't at the event know what's going on at the event, so I think at the same time. Again, you can then put those on your Facebook page, like we discussed, the photographs. People are very visual, you know, people like to see other things, they like to see what's going on. And so you can do all that kind of stuff. You can put video up as well, you can do lots of different things.
It's also the other interesting thing is you talk about workload there, right? Which is important for everyone. Everyone's stretched, everyone's being asked to do more. It's less work to do it immediately. It's less work to take a quick photo, press a couple of, type in a few short lines explaining what it is. And post it than it is to go in with a good camera. And I know this because I do both in my work. You know, I work with a good digital SLR and I take photos and try and do all that. Because that involves taking more photos, selecting the best photos, maybe editing them, putting them up. This approach, you can take a picture or you can record a bit of audio and whack it straight up there. And it has that great advantage that it's immediate. It's almost live, but it's not quite live. And the advantage of it not being live is you are condensing the material down so that people get a taste of what's going on, but they're not overwhelmed by it.
And one of the great things as well is that no one expects you to be David Bailey with your, if you're doing it with your phone. Everyone knows that, he's taking out his phone. Who gives a toss what the quality is like? Do you know what I mean? It's that no one judges you in that way, whereas if it looks like it's been more effort into it, then there is that sort of, you know, it's like a tacit sort of intangible thing of, well, you know, if he's taking his time to go back and do it, it's like, this is an immediate thing. And, you know, you get that sort of like leeway almost to be badly, to be bad.
Just a quick
quick question. I'm also recording and asking people what they were learning about tonight. So could you just introduce yourself and tell us who you're from?
Sure. My name's Frank Gagan-Quinn. I work with the British Stammering Association Scotland. And we have a Facebook presence, but we're looking to make more of it. And Twitter is completely new to me, so I came along tonight to learn a bit more about both.
And Ian, what was your kind of like core message there? I know you were furiously drawing this diagram.
Well,
here
we
and trying
a
to
bad
explain.
Well, I think the first thing I said to Frank was, "What do you want to get out of it?" Because it's important that they have a kind of an understanding rather than just, "Oh, we want to be on Facebook because that's where everyone is." And they really do have an understanding. His big thing was he wants to get knowledge exchange. That was his core. Well, what you say is your key phrase that you gave.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
what we've looked at is the way that you can, firstly, as an organisation, sort of spread messages and exchange information and put it out there for other people that obviously wouldn't be connected otherwise. So you're kind of like a hub for that connectivity. We looked at the discussion aspects that you can have on Facebook, and we looked at a really quite a successful one down in the sort of UK branch of the BSA, which is that they started a discussion yesterday, 17 posts, 8 different people posting on it within 24 hours, and that shows you that there's a willingness to engage. And so from his perspective, he's looking to get more people engaging. He's looking to get more people involved because they've got over 1,500 in the UK national kind of one and only 60 in the Scotland one. And he knows the numbers. He knows there's 60,000, roughly speaking, stammerers in Scotland. So 60 out of 60,000 is not a great basis. So we looked at that. And so I suppose what we've been kind of working on is just how to engage, how to give out, how to give back, how to converse as opposed to broadcast, those sort of things which are key to social media.
And do you feel you'll be able to go away and do that now?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. I'm going to go into the office tomorrow and start doing it.
Well, keep us posted. You must come back to the Edinburgh's Facebook page and let us know what you're doing.
I will do, yeah.
I think just to add one more thing, one of the key things that I think that I wanted to try and explain, and maybe I'm not sure if we did or not, is that the mechanics of it are less relevant than what you do with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not rocket science to know how to post on Facebook or to tweet. I mean, you know, a monkey like me can do it. So, you know, we've been able to kind of demonstrate that. So it's how you do it, and it's what you say, not how not the method that you're saying it in. It doesn't, you know, like we were talking about the photographs a minute ago, it doesn't matter if it's a bad photograph. The fact you took the photograph in the first place and shared it and exchanged it and got people looking at it, that's what's important.
The analogy I always try and use, because it's a simple one, is, you know, those conversations you sometimes have with somebody in a bar,
yeah,
where they're really drunk and all they're doing is talking at you.
Yes.
That can be social media when it's used incorrectly. In other words, when you're just talking at people and you're not listening or interacting or engaging, it's having a conversation with somebody who's not actually listening to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny because you always go away from conversations where people are good listeners. That's a really interesting person.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I would like us to be, you know, much better listeners. Yeah.
Could you introduce yourself? Just tell us who you are and where you're from.
I'm Charlotte Bunting and I work for Edinburgh Cyrenians.
What have you been learning about tonight, Charlotte?
I've been learning about trying to use social networking sites like Twitter and Facebook and blogs to advertise what we do.
Okay, and I want you to talk a little bit about this project because you mentioned it and it sounded fascinating. Just tell us about it.
Okay, I am the services manager for the Cyrenians communities, and there are two communities, one in the city, one on a farm in the west of Edinburgh, where young people who've experienced homelessness live alongside international volunteers to kind of learn together and work together to hopefully then move out into their wider communities and live successfully.
And what's your idea? What do you want to try and do with the social media?
Yeah,
what's the interaction?
My idea is that we kind of have a kind of running diary for the communities about what daily life is like, which can include work on the farm, include work in our other enterprise, Good Food, as well as birthday parties, socialising activities, lots of daily activity with 15 or more young people in a house together.
So Vanessa, what have you suggested? What have you advised?
Well, we've looked at different options. I think the two that we've zeroed in on, the first one is Facebook, because Cyrenians already has a very active Facebook page with 300 and something followers, and so we're looking at options for kind of building onto that, starting a Facebook group. Charlotte mentioned that a lot of the people in the house actually already use Facebook, so they maybe, you know, it might be quite easy for them to start posting updates to the group. But we also thought about the fact that maybe there might be some privacy issues, that not everyone would want their name and picture associated with the stories that they're telling. They might, you know, have different reasons for wanting to keep their identities private. And that led us to also consider the possibility of setting up a blog with these stories and just making sure that that blog is feeding into the Facebook page. It's linked to the main website of the Cyrenians, and eventually also setting up a Twitter page once the blog is up and running, a Twitter page to complement that. So there's a lot of really cool options and opportunities here. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you have to let us know if you get the blog or the Facebook group or all that up and running.
I'll learn to be friends or like you all at that point, I'm sure.
So that was a little taster of one of our Edinburgh social media surgeries. This one was in McDonald Library. It's our first one in Leith, and it was really well attended, as you could hear from all the background chatter and all the different contributions. There's still 4 more social media surgeries going on in Edinburgh, so check out our Facebook page, which is Edinburgh's, or check out www.edinburghs.net for details of those, and hopefully see you at one of those soon.